Right now, I'm going to go out to Kevin McAlpin's on the UMA guest line. He covers the Braves for 680 The Fan out in Atlanta. Did I say that? Is it 680 The Fan? 860?
Yes, sir. That's the fan. No, 680. Yep.
680. We're the same here. KNBR 104.5 and 680. I thought maybe I'd botched it, but get so many numbers flying around. Kevin, how are you this morning, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good to come. Nice to chat with you because we've been talking a lot over the last 2 days. I think being that the Giants fans in general, I think we're so focused on what the L.A. Dodgers do, their seven straight division titles, all the youth and exuberance and the home runs they hit. I think the Braves kind of caught us off guard. Is the feeling in Atlanta that this was a team that could go out and do damage in the NL playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this year, as opposed to last season, this team feels like they've got a much deeper ball club. Offensively, you know, adding Josh Donaldson this year was huge for the middle of the order. You know, last season, as the Braves were getting ready to take on the Dodgers in the NLDS, the offense was sputtering, you know, and they needed to find some big-time power from the right side, and that's what they did this year. And I don't think it's any surprise that Donaldson's having the year he's having, but also Freddie Freeman, the guy who hits ahead of him, is having the year he has. Career highs in homers and ribbies. He's just had a tremendous run this year. So, this is a team they feel like can really challenge the Dodgers this year. Not to say that they didn't feel like they could last year, but I think that gap between these two teams closed significantly with some of the additions they made offensively. You know, the back three in the bullpen with Melanson and Green and Martin have been huge. And they've got a lot of youth. I mean, Acuna's having a huge year. He's a couple of stolen bases shy of 40-40, which would be, I mean, just incredible for a 21-year-old in his sophomore season. So I think that there's a lot of confidence that this team can snap a drought of 18 years without advancing into the playoffs. It's hard to believe that with the run the Braves had, 14 consecutive division titles, and here they are in 2019. They have not gotten past the first round in 18 years. They're looking to snap that this October.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the 40-40 from Acuna. I've been kicking that around a lot the last couple of days, and it seems to me like that, when I was a kid, that was such a big deal. Like, A-Rod did it in 98. Of course, you had Bonds do it. Soriano then did it, and you had, of course, I think Canseco was the first one, and Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays made those comments. You know, if I knew it was a big deal, I'd have tried to do it more myself. Is this a big deal in Atlanta? Are people talking about this?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Acuna is not in the lineup today, and some fans coming to the home finale are a little upset they don't get a chance to see him one more time. Get a chance to steal a couple of bags. But that's what Brian Snitker is going to do. He's going to mix and match and try to rest some of his guys. Because Acuna, you know, look, he's having a great year, but his last month to 5 weeks, it looks like he's a little run down. Looks like he's tired. Bat has been a little bit slower than we saw earlier this season. So, yeah, it's a big deal. You know, the fans want to see it happen. And, again, like you said, for it only to have happened four times in Major League history, he would be the fifth. He would be the youngest. I think it would really put an exclamation point on a season where a lot of fans were saying, hey, is there going to be a sophomore slump? You know, he was the rookie of the year last year. What's going to happen in 2019? Well, he answered those questions pretty quickly.
Talking to Kevin McAlpin, covers the Braves for 680 The Fan out in Atlanta. If you were going to identify a weak spot for this Braves team, and maybe it's the rotation that is a little lesser known. I know Mike Soroka's had a great year. We saw Max Fried yesterday shut down the Giants. But it's probably the left side that's going to be important if you got to take on the LA Dodgers. Is the rotation viewed as a little weak, or what would be the setup against the Dodger lineup, you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, the rotation has been pitching extremely well here, really in the second half of the season. But I think, you know, there is some question marks. You know, Mike Foltynewicz was extremely inconsistent in the first half. Matter of fact, he was so inconsistent, they had to send him down to AAA to get him right. Julio Teheran has had a really nice year, but look, he's a guy that's going to be 87, 88, 89 with his two-seamer. That's scary when you're facing a Dodgers team. You know, Soroka and Fried are going through their first full big league seasons. You know, those two guys have thrown more innings this year than they ever had in their pro careers. Keuchel has been a really big addition. You know, a nice, solidifying piece, a veteran guy, a Cy Young Award winner, a World Series champ. But yeah, I think that would probably be the one area you'd be a little bit concerned with going into the postseason. The other one, too, I'll give you this one, too, as far as question marks or areas of potential weakness. The bench had been so good for the Braves this year. And, you know, they lose Culberson, they lose Camargo in the last week and a half. That, to me, is an area where you're a little concerned as well, because the depth has taken a hit. Now, you do have guys like Duvall and Riley. Echeverria has been a big pickup for them. Ortega helped hold down the fort while Markakis was out. That would probably be, of any of the areas, the bench would be the area I'm most concerned about. And again, you look at the Dodgers. I mean, last season in the playoffs, playoffs, they basically had a right-handed hitting lineup and a left-handed hitting lineup. They just had so much more depth on their bench than the Braves last year, and that was abundantly clear very early on last year in the DS.
I think Giants fans would tell you it feels like every year the Dodgers have like 45 guys on their team every time you play them. They can run different dudes out every single day, and that's kind of where you have to be in baseball these days. Kevin McAlpin with us. I want to talk to you again briefly about Acuna here, because you're right in that I think some people, you know, you anticipate the sophomore slump or the second year drop off, but this is a guy who, you know, you talk about playoff experience. It seems like Acuna and Albies, with as young as they are, 21, 22, no moment is too big. I mean, we saw an at bat the other night where Acuna comes up against Tyler Beede, who is struggling a little bit, but he's sitting on a first pitch curveball. He stays on it. He swings at it and he hits it out the other way. Is his poise, does it impress you? Is the moment never too big for this guy? Just what's your take on Acuna and his mindset?
Yeah, that's the one thing. I think Brian Snitker says it best. He says, look, the one place Acuna is never going to get nervous or back away or shy away from a big moment is on a baseball field. That he thrives in those kinds of big situations. You saw it last year in the postseason in Game 3 of the Division Series against Walker Buehler when he hit that grand slam to left field. That was probably his signature moment of his career to this point. But it seems like the bigger the stage, the bigger the moment, that's when he takes his game up to another level as well. And, those two guys, the energy they bring to the ballpark, I mean, you can't say enough about how much the veteran players are feeding off them. You see them in the dugouts, they're wrestling on the field before the game, they're just messing around, they're kids. I mean, that's the one thing, they're kids, they're having fun, they're playing a game, and again, I think that you're right, no moment is too big for both those guys. They've continued to show that. Look, Acuna was in the home run derby. He was an all-star this year, rookie of the year last year. I mean, for a kid who's still just 21, doesn't turn 22 till December, this guy's accomplished more than, you know, a lot of guys will ever accomplish in their entire big league careers.
I was trying to figure out how to buy a case of beer at 21. This guy's, you know, hitting balls 450 feet. It's insane stuff. Before we let you go, just give us a little breakdown or some insight into Dallas Keuchel. You know, we saw him a little bit with the Astros, sat out the first part of this year and then joined the Braves. Probably good to have a veteran presence on that staff. Talk to us about Keuchel today.
Yeah, and the big thing for Keuchel is, too, given the fact he didn't sign until June, he's only thrown a little bit over 100 innings on the season. So basically, if you're thinking about, you know, starting your season in June, to where he is now, he'd basically be in the middle part of June if he started on opening day. So he's fresh. He's in a good place. He's gone deep into ball games, especially lately. His two-seamer, his cutter have been really good. His curveball, he gets a lot of ground balls. The big thing for me, though, is when Keuchel's out there, even if he gets a couple of guys on the bases, he's able to slow the game down. He's able to basically throw any pitch in any count, and he's one pitch away from getting a double play to get out of trouble. So he's been a great guy to have on the field. You know, obviously, his work on the field speaks for itself, but those 4 days when he's not pitching, you see Soroka and Freed. I mean, I saw it the other night. I was down in the dugout on clinch night, and Soroka and Freed and Keuchel were basically 1, 2, and 3 on the top step of the dugout, just sitting there talking strategy. There's so much they can learn from a guy like Dallas Keuchel. So, again, he brings instant credibility on the field, but off the field, what a valuable resource to have if you're a 22-year-old pitcher going through your first big league season. Mike Soroka is lockered right next to Dallas Keuchel. Oh. So those two guys have really been inseparable all season long. So he's a great guy to have on your team. And again, for me, he's your game one starter once you get to the postseason. I don't really care who your opponent is. This is the guy you want to have on the mound going out there game one to set the tone for a series.
Yeah, former all-star. He was an ace of a staff. It sort of reminds you back when, like, the Phillies brought in Roy Oswalt after sitting out part of a year. I know Roger Clemens did it. They were sharp in the postseason. It's a good point that he may be more fresh than some of the other guys. Kevin, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Kevin McAlpin of 680 The Fan out in Atlanta. Great stuff. A little breakdown on the Atlanta Braves.